Well, American voters have headed to the polls today to vote in the midterm elections. A blue wave, a complete takeover of both houses by Democrats, had been predicted. But results so far are not that dramatic. The Democrats will gain control of the House of Representatives, but Republicans will remain in control of the Senate. The Wire's Chris Dastur has this report.
Millions of Americans have hit the polls in the first major electoral test of Trump's presidency and agenda. Brooklyn resident Elisa Solerio cast her vote today.
I'd never seen it this crowded. I've never had to wait in lines before. But tonight, I got there about 6:45 and the lines were wrapping all the way around the gymnasium. It's at a local middle school. And I've heard from other people who live in various parts of the city, from the Upper West Side to other parts of Brooklyn, that they too have never seen the polls nearly this crowded.
Midterm elections are known to have a lower turnout, but this year has already seen almost double the amount of early voting compared to 2014.
You know, particularly because Democrats could potentially flip the House in control of their party, that has motivated, at least from what I've witnessed, it's motivated a lot of people in both parties to come out and vote because there is a sense that control of the House and control of the Senate remain at stake.
Emma Shortis is a U.S. History and Politics Research Officer at RMIT University. She says, contrary to a lot of people's cynicism towards polls, they've largely been accurate so far.
So what the kind of pundits were predicting would happen seems to have actually happened, which I think people were kind of expecting might not be the case just because US politics has seemed so unpredictable. So it looks like the Democrats will take back control in the House, so in the lower house, but they won't be able to get control back in the Senate. So we'll have a split Congress.
And as you said, that had kind of been the predictions as of even yesterday. But overall, would this really be considered a blue wave like many had anticipated?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you can call it a blue wave at all. A blue wave would mean winning in states where Democrats hadn't expected to win, places like Texas, where the race for the Senate seat got very close, but in the end the Democrats didn't get it. They got close to unseating Ted Cruz, but as far as a wave goes, that's definitely not something we're seeing.
So with the Democrats grabbing the House and Republicans still holding the Senate, how does that affect the political agenda for the next couple of years?
I think that's pretty difficult to predict. So it'll mean basically that Trump won't be able to get a legislative agenda through the lower house. So that's the kind of first obstacle for new laws, and it's unlikely that he'll be able to get much through there. But sort of having said that, he hasn't been able to get that much through since he was elected in 2016. What I think we might see is in Trump sort of increasingly ruling by executive order, so kind of issuing these orders from the White House, which again he's already been doing. And because it looks like the Republicans have retained control of the Senate, he will still be able to do things like confirm nominees for the Supreme Court, for example. What we might see, I think, is because if Democrats win control back of the House, they'll also win back control of some pretty important committees. So a lot of the kind of legislative process in the US goes through these committees, and several of them are in the process of investigating Trump and people close to Trump. So I think we'll kind of see those investigations ramping up. We'll see more requests for documents, for information. We might see more subpoenas and that kind of thing. So in a way, I think we'll sort of see a continuation of the kind of craziness that we've seen for the last 2 years.
You mentioned Supreme Court judges before as well. Does this affect a lot of other judge positions and appointees by Trump?
Yeah, so this can affect all kinds of appointees by Trump, not just at the Supreme Court. That's the kind of highest court, but it does affect lower appointees. And it affects, you know, if for some reason he has to appoint a new attorney general. So if he fires Jeff Sessions, which he's been intimating that he will do, he should be able to get those appointees through relatively easily because he'll have the Republicans, at least, will have control of the Senate.
And how does the election overall reflect on Trump?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think I kind of want to see the final result. But I think what we're sort of seeing is that even though American politics has kind of seemed so crazy and that things are sort of completely changed for what they used to be, what this election result is kind of showing us is that actually the political landscape hasn't changed that much.
Are there actually any individual results you found particularly shocking?
I think for me, one of the most interesting ones was in fact Texas, because Texas is a deep red state. You know, Ted Cruz was considered pretty safe, but the Democrat challenger, Beto O'Rourke, actually got, I think, closer than most people expected. You know, Texas is so deeply Republican. Republican, and for it to get that close to flipping Democrat is pretty notable, I think. But as far as that goes, you know, we sort of holding my reservation that all the results aren't in yet. I don't think we've seen anything kind of that the polls didn't predict, you know, a few days ago, even a few weeks ago.
Emma Shortis, US History and Politics Research Officer at RMIT University. She was speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastour.